from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're off just a little bit off of Niners and Jets. On one side of New York, you had Lawrence Taylor and the New York Giants.
And their crazy defense.
Yeah, Carl Banks, Harry Carson, Pepper Johnson, Jim Burt. I mean, they were loaded. Loaded. Then you got the New York Jets. They've got a guy named Mark Gastineau. Well, Lawrence Taylor stole all the headlines because they were winning Super Bowls and big-time playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Gastineau had the sack record, the single-season sack record. And then, of course, Michael Strahan broke it when Brett Favre laid down for him, which was pretty weak, in my opinion. But Mark Gastineau had the single-season sack record. He's a name that a lot of people don't know about. And from just hearing from Marty, he's probably one of the legendary characters of the 80s. Matt DeHegan always talks about 80s football, saying, dude, Gastineau was a badass.
Well, they took Marty Lyons and Gastineau in the first and second rounds that year in 1979. And I've done a deep dive on the 79 draft many times because the Niners didn't have a first-round draft pick, and that was the year that they found Dwight Clark and Joe Montana, right? And it was one of the more seminal moments. Monte, have you ever looked at the 79 draft?
Yeah.
Dan Hampton.
Yeah.
You can't talk about Bears football.
Nope.
Okay?
Nope.
All right. Phil Sims, Otis Anderson, Kellen Winslow. It is a who's who of players from the 80s.
Bill Walsh liked Phil Sims out of Morehead State. He liked him. He did.
Marty Lyons, Gastineau in the second round. Joe Montana in the third round. Yep. Bob Golic in that same draft. It's a who's who. Kenny King, Raiders, you know, just throwing that out
Shout
there.
Out Kenny
King
Jr.
Played for the Houston Oilers as well. It was a who's who. But when I think of 80s football, when I think of me and my brother watching VHS tapes and the New York Sack Exchange, as well as Ronnie Lott and the Niners with Michael Carter later on and Charles Haley later on, Fred Dean, and the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears. And then I think of those teams. I would throw in later the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Defense was a huge part of that. And so a lot of people make the argument about Brady. You know, Brady played in a different era, blah, blah, blah. Look at some of the hits that those defenses, and again, these were when we were celebrating that, we're putting them on VHS tapes, the hits on turf, like concrete turf, they're out of this world.
Well, you had the Philadelphia Eagles, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons,
Eric Allen,
Seth Joyner, Eric Allen at corner. Then you also had Washington, Charles Mann and Dexter Manley. There's the two pillars on defense alongside with Darryl Green, one of the fastest players in NFL history, alongside their offensive line, the Hogs, with Mark May, led by Mark May. Yeah, Mark Slayer at the company. They were loaded, loaded. Joe Jacoby, they were sick, sick. So then you get the New York Sack Exchange. Later on, you get the Buffalo Bills with Bruce Smith and Cornelius Bennett and Daryl Talley. But the New York Sack Exchange kind of gets overlooked. And they were in a lot of big playoff games. They played the Raiders at the L.A. Coliseum for a berth to a Super Bowl and lost. You know what I'm saying? They lost that Cleveland game in which they led late in the game and a big-time penalty by Mark Gastineau, which was very questionable at the time. Very questionable late hit, if you go back and watch it. And that really destroyed the Jets. They were dominating that Cleveland Browns game, dominating Marty Schottenheimer. And so nobody really knows about the New York Sack Exchange. But look at these numbers for Mark Gastineau. All right, his rookie year, he only has 2 sacks. Starts one game. Second year is 24 years old. 11.5 sacks. Third year in the league. 20 sacks. 20 sacks in the season. All right, 82, 9, 6 sacks.
Well, that's the player strike.
Just strike years. Yeah. So he'll play 9 games. Niners didn't make the playoffs. They're like 3-6. Then the next year, 83, 19 sacks. 84, 22 sacks. Then he follows it up at 85 with 13 and a half. Then his career just kind of falls off.
Well, I know that a couple of fun facts. The only reason I know this is I went down the rabbit hole during the Flavor Flav show when Flavor Flav had his show and Brigitte Nielsen and him were doing their thing. Gastineau was married, or I guess was with Brigitte Nielsen, who was one of the biggest stars of the 70s and 80s. And it's like, what? He retired? He was the all-time sack leader? Well, because I know the sacks became a recorded sack in 82, and Deacon Jones was all up in arms over it.
Yeah, he said he had 30 sacks in the season, Deacon Jones.
Yeah, well,
you talk about characters in the NFL. I love a Deacon Jones.
But Gastineau retired the all-time sack leader, you know, and he was a very complicated individual off the field. There was a lot of steroid stuff with him. There was a lot of, you know, domestic violence stuff with him. He served jail time, if I'm not mistaken. And he's been a guy who's been very outspoken regarding the way that they used to play in the 80s affected his brain and affected his psyche. And so, those Jets teams get lost in the sauce.
They do.
I mean, they really do.
They do. Freeman McNeil was the running back. Wow. Wow.
I think about like the New York Sack Exchange, and I think like, is that what people think about the Harbaugh Niners?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Like outside of this market, because that team means a lot to people out here. But when you don't win at all, do you just kind of get forgotten?
Yeah. The Harbaugh years, it does feel like it's getting forgotten. We're going to have Frank Gore on tomorrow morning at 6:30. And I was thinking about this on the way in, just thinking about Shanahan and the 49ers. And Shanahan has already had a more successful run than Harbaugh. I didn't think it was possible. It's Harbaugh's first 3 years. NFC Championship, NFC Championship, NFC Championship, and the Super Bowl appearance. Well, Shanahan has superseded that. He's been here longer, but he superseded whatever Jim Harbaugh did here with San Francisco. And they still have the players. And there's not, I don't get the sense that, you know, with Harbaugh, felt like he wore guys out. Guys started talking after the fact. Poon comes to mind. A lot of players, Jim Harbaugh, this and that, divided the team with the whole Alex Smith and Kaepernick situation, where apparently Alex Smith came into practice, thought he was taking the first team reps, and Harbaugh stopped practice. Like, nope, Kaepernick's coming in the middle of everybody. It was like, whoa, what's going on here? Now, I don't know if the story's true or not, but that's what I heard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You get the sense the players really, really like Shanahan. We had George Kittle on, get Brock Purdy on. We see the pictures of Rick Ross, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. The players are not tired of Shanahan. So already the culture, it's not fractured at all. At all. So Shanahan's run, if you would have thought when they hired Shanahan, you said, boy, is he going to have a more successful run than Jim Harbaugh? I think a lot of Niner fans would have said no.
Well, I mean, probability would tell you that's really difficult to surpass.
Right.
And he
surpassed it.
Absolutely.
He surpassed it.
Absolutely.
And I don't even think it's close. He's running away with it.
Well, think about this. Does the offense feel better today than it was in 2018, 19, 20?
Oh, the offense is so much better.
I feel like the one huge knock on that Niners team was that the defense started to slip and the offense started to really slip.
Yep. And the offense was never really leading the charge.
No. Well, 2012 they did.
They were good. They were good. But
ever since that Justin Smith tore his pec. That defense was just never the same. Yep.
But boy, like these offenses are explosive. Like, Kaepernick was explosive. Vernon Davis had his explosive moments.
But not like this.
Not even close to this. Not even close. And so, boy, yeah, the Harbaugh, so like the New York Sack Exchange, it gets forgotten about. I'm glad they're getting a 30 for 30. That's why the 30 for 30s are great. Like, I never knew about Marcus Dupree. And then the 30 for 30 comes out, and it was like the best it ever was.
Yeah, one of the greatest.
And I end up crying at the damn end of the 30 for 30. I was sitting there sobbing.
When he has the concussion and goes into the wrong huddle, it's like a whoa.
Well, no. When he became a when he gained all that weight.
Well, yeah.
And then he made a comeback to make the Rams preseason squad or make the training camp. He should have made the squad. But to see him work hard just to get another shot. This stuff made me cry, man. I mean, Oklahoma, he was a badass.
Well, I know my boy Dellis texted this in a variety of different times, and I think Filmo Mike has echoed this as well. It freaking sucks when a core of guys that you hold so dearly to your soul as a sports fan doesn't walk away when they have multiple opportunities to win it all with that championship. And you look back with regret. Like, I think of Kent and Bonds. It's like, God, how did they not win one?
Not one.
Right?
Not one. And Dusty. Throw Dusty in there.
Absolutely.
As a manager.
Right? And I look back at the Niner core of Gore and Willis and Smith and Bowman and all those guys. And whether you liked Cap or Alex or both of them or whatever. Like, Staley. The fact they didn't walk away with a championship. It's like, God. It's like criminal, you know what I mean? Yes. And I'm looking at this version of the Niners, and I feel like the hard part to swallow, they're freaking awesome. Getting up off the mat after losing the way they've lost so many times in heartbreaking fashion. It's like, are we really going to come out of this run and not have another championship? Like, gosh, I know nothing's given, and I get where Steiny was coming from. Like, no one's saying it's our
brother.
Can we just come out of one of these runs with one championship? Yeah, that's the part. Like, the Eagles got that championship. And so, like, Lane Johnson and Fletcher Cox and that kind of core of Eagles can say, like, we got ours. You know, I look at the New York Giants and Strahan and Osio Mignola and Eli. Like, we got ours. The Chargers are looking like, we never got ours. Well, we were awesome for a decade.
Well, just listen to Lil Neal yesterday at the summit.
There's pain in that man's soul.
He played. I remember that game like it was yesterday, and I remember when Marty Schottenheimer had the football life, and he told McCray, you're going to get an interception today, and you're going to need to get down. And he didn't get down, and he fumbles, and the Patriots get back in the game, and they still won at old Jack Murphy Stadium. And then, Lil Neal, you know, you think about the Chargers, they had a great run under North Turner.
Yeah.
They go to Indianapolis. They go to Indianapolis and beat the Colts. And I remember that game going into halftime. They had screwed the Chargers or something. I think they returned a touchdown. They called a penalty. Something happened. And North Turner went crazy. I never seen North Turner go crazy. I was like, wow, look at North Turner. He's showing some fire. Then they go to Foxborough, Gillette Stadium in New England. And Phillip Rivers got to play on a torn ACL. And LT's done. You know what I'm saying? Those Charger teams were special. Special. So you can hear the pain alone. He lost a freaking Super Bowl by a yard. A yard. Kevin Dyson gets tackled at the one. And Lil Neal, I could see the pain in his face. So, look, to Steiny's point about, I don't know where that came from, about fans expecting the Super Bowl. Nobody in this fan base expects a Super Bowl. If anybody knows that the Super Bowl is not given, it is this fan base.
Well, there's almost like a Utah Jazz feel where it's like your team is so good, but there's this dude on the other side that just keeps crossing you over, right? I hate using that analogy.
But you know what, though? I look at those Super Bowls and I say, they had Mahomes.
Well, so did the Utah Jazz.
Wait, time out. No, I never thought the Utah Jazz had a shot against the Chicago Bulls. I didn't think they had one living shot.
It was in game six.
No, I was.
You didn't think they had a shot?
No, absolutely not. I thought the Bulls were going to win those series in five games. I never thought Utah was winning the damn chance. I'm sorry, that's just me. I never thought Michael Jordan was losing.
I think that people thought they had a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I never thought Michael Jordan was losing. I'm sorry. I remember playing pickup basketball at DeBose Park. And this old guy, this dude was like African. I never forget this. I swear to God. We're playing pickup basketball. It's the second time they played the Jazz. And somebody's like, yeah, Utah's got it. Because they were up like 40 in one of the games.
Well,
and
they blew
them
out one game.
They blew them. And the guy stopped the game and was like, you mean to tell me you think the Utah Jazz are winning the NBA Finals against Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls? And the guy goes, are you out of your damn mind? I'll never forget this. But, I was like 13 years old.
But if you're a Jazz fan, you're not thinking like that. Like, so
I don't know.
Outside of here, maybe people think about that with the Niners. Like, you think you're beating Mahomes? Like, I don't know how people think about the Niners outside of here. I just know from the perspective of if you were a Jazz fan, you had to think you were winning.
I don't know. I think even Jazz fans probably thought, boy, we got...
I mean, you had two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but you're going against Black Jesus, man. And you got Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman. But I hear what you're trying to say.
I'm just saying the pain, you're trying to say. Where, like, you're knocking on the door, and it's just... It's like, gosh, I mean, we could look back on this and he's the Michael Jordan of the NFL, right, to some degree. And the guy, he's going for his fourth championship. He's 28 years old.
But even then, like, when I look at last Super Bowl, the Chiefs defense stood out to me. Spagnuolo was the best coach in that game.
Steve Kerr John Paxson hit shots. Like,
Chris Jones dominated that football game. Their linebackers dominated that football game. Their corners dominated that football game. The way the Chiefs defense stifled the 49ers, Mahomes was okay in that game. Watch he was it. Okay.
He led a drive at the end to tie the game where they ended up on whatever, the 2 or 3 yard line. They should have scored a touchdown at the end of regulation. And then he got the ball back and then marched down the field and threw a touchdown pass to win in overtime. Could say, like, their defense was really good. Of course they were really good. Teams win. Like, Brady was a great player. He also needed a team. Like, no one's doing it by themselves. Well, I don't care what sport it is, all right? Like, some guys can have outlier performances, and Chris Jones was awesome. Awesome. Jordan doesn't win without Pippen.
I mean, Chris Jones dominated the fourth quarter in both Super Bowls. Dominated.
Yeah.
And now their playmakers made plays, and Mahomes is special. There's no doubt
Did
about
Curry
that.
Did Curry win any rings without help?
But see, here's the thing with Utah Jazz. I never felt like, boy, they blew the series. No, the Bulls took the series. Well, I mean, the Bulls are the better team.
It's also 30 years removed. But
I
remember in real time.
I watched those games inside and out. I've watched those games multiple times. Utah never, they scored 54 points in one of the finals games, for crying out loud. The Niners literally had 10-point leads in these games. Literally had commanding leads in a football game.
That's like leading.
10-point lead with 7 minutes left and a 3rd and 15. Literally 3rd and 15 with 10 minutes left in Super Bowl 54.
All right, so then you want the LeBron Warriors game 7? Like, they were up and it was a tie game with 2 minutes to go. Like, I can make the same comps. It still hurts the same.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. But also, when the conversation started, it was like, Niner fans feel like they deserve one. I don't know about that. Niner fans know how hard it is to get to
them. They deserve one. They just want one. They just want one desperately. And if you look at the teams that knock on the door, last 25 years, what other team has knocked on the door without the ring more than the Niners?
See, who is it? No, I look at it like this, though, before I answer that question. Literally, I'm thinking back to these Super Bowls. And I can't get over it because you had a 10-point lead in one of both Super Bowls, for crying out loud. And although Mahomes is on the other side, I look back and say, boy, the Niners shot themselves in the foot. My head coach coached scared. My head coach coached timid. My head coach called the wrong plays. My center doesn't block. My quarterback doesn't make a throw. My receiver may run the wrong route. Like, there's so many little variables, but the Niners literally had control of those games. Literally had control of those games. All those other teams, like the Warriors, never had control of Game 7. But
the Bills should have won if they don't go wide right. Right? Like, I mean, we could play this until we're blue in their face. Like, there are a lot of similarities. There are some differences. Like, I get where you're coming. But no other team, name a team in baseball that's knocked on the door and lost more than the Niners.
Atlanta Braves.
They won a ring.
They got that ring, but they knocked on the door a long time. You think Braves fans are satisfied with the one ring?
No, but I'll
winning 14 straight division championships?
Let's trade places. I'll trade places with them.
The Detroit Tigers were knocking on the door for a long time with Justin Verlander and company. Did not win. The Minnesota Twins, I don't think they've been out the first round. Did they make it out the first round yet? Yeah, they kept knocking on the door with Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau, and Torrey Hunter and all those guys.
If you lost 7 times in the ALCS and 3 times in the World Series in a 15-year period, that would be equivalent to what the Niners have done.
The Baltimore Orioles knocking on the door all those years. The Cleveland Guardians.
Baltimore, I'll listen to.
The Cleveland Guardians. The 90s. Oh, my God.
The one World Series,
They didn't even win that one.
No, you know what I'm saying?
But even the 90s and then later on with Jose Ramirez and Terry Francona, they had 3-1 lead. 3-1 lead. So, I mean... You know, even the Dodgers, if you don't count their World Series, the Mickey Mouse ring.
The Dodgers is the closest, but they did win.
Got to win one. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.